Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast designed to give you, the security solution provider, information and ideas to grow your business. I'm Jane Wright, and it's great to have you with us. As a security solution provider, you're probably knee-deep in security technology on a daily basis and likely not as focused on marketing. Marketing isn't always a top priority for security solution providers, and that's okay, so long as you don't neglect marketing entirely. Many security solution providers hire someone to handle marketing for them, perhaps starting with a part-time person or a consultant, and building to a full sales and marketing staff as their business grows. Either way, you need to be aware of what's necessary for successful marketing of your security services, which can be different from the conventional marketing methods you've learned in the past. Today, I'm talking to Stuart Crawford, president of Eulistic Inc. in Calgary, Canada. Eulistic provides marketing services to solution providers, including VARs and managed services providers. Eulistic's services range from creating and updating a solution provider's newsletters, blogs, and other social media, to website design and search engine optimization, or SEO, and other marketing services. Stuart has developed a four-prong approach to marketing for solution providers, which he will share with us today. Stuart Crawford of Eulistic, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and hello, everyone.
Stuart, with all of the well-publicized data breaches and targeted malware lately, we hear the clients are actually proactively calling security solution providers asking for their help. So with this in mind, is there really much of a need for security solution providers to put a lot of time and effort into marketing?
I believe that security solution providers and VARs should never stop marketing. That marketing engine should always keep a forward momentum. And also remember this, that when you're getting inbound calls, they're coming from some sort of marketing effort, even if it's from word of mouth referral or from them finding your website online. So you never fully want to stop marketing your business.
You have a four-prong approach to marketing for solution providers. Can you tell us about that?
So the first one I get into is all about marketing to your team and your employees and staff and those people that are directly connected to your organization. Everyone needs to be on the same wavelength. Understand the full wealth of security solutions you have or other IT services that your company may offer. The second area of focus is to your existing client base. Existing client marketing is making sure your existing client base is fully aware of the solutions that you offer. How many times does this happen? You go in to talk to a client and they engage another security vendor to come in or another specialist to come in and talk to them about services or even agree to have them do the services when you say to them, we do that service, and often happens is, we feel or we see is that the client comes back and says, well, if I would have known that you offered that, I would have engaged your company. The third prong is prospect marketing or going out into the market. And this is where most of us spend all of our time, 80% of our time, looking for new clients. It's always the most costly type of marketing because we have to, introduce ourselves to new people. But that's where we spend most of our time there. And that's going out and putting postcard campaigns and your search engine optimization, making sure your website's perfect, going to the local chamber of commerce and talking to people there. It's getting in front of people that do not know who you are. And then the fourth prong is often the most overlooked piece of any marketing plan. It's talking to our vendors or our partners and marketing to them, just like we would to new clients, existing clients, and to our team. It's always a great idea to have all of your partners and have them fully understand what your solution stack is. So I would go to a PC manufacturer and let them know that we have a security practice, or go to our telephone partner and let them know that we do penetration testing for corporate firewalls. Let them know everything that we do so that when they're out in the market they're talking to their customers and they have a pain point, they can easily refer our company to them, and that's how that word of mouth continues to happen. And don't overlook the big big organizations like the Microsofts and the Ciscos of the world. You want to make sure your partner account managers, again, fully aware of everything that you do. So that's the four-prong marketing approach.
Now, for the third prong, which was marketing to prospects, you said that many solution providers will spend 80% of their time on that prong of marketing. But I get the feeling you're saying that they shouldn't really be putting 80% of their time into it. Maybe it should be more of a 25 times 4% split of their time?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And the way I look at it is, you know, we have to realize where are we at in our maturity cycle of our business. So as a brand new company, you're not going to have the relationships that you may have if you're a 10 or 15-year-old company. So at the beginning, we need to definitely go, we're hungry, want to get new business, so we spend more time actively going out and seeking new business. But as our business matures, we continue to have that mindset for most of us. And we're always out there, I call it the hunter, always out looking for the next kill. And sometimes we forget about the wealth of business that can come from our existing clients, plus all the other relationships that we have. But I think it's human behavior just to go out and actually try to get something new all the time. And again, we spend most of our time there, and it's also, again, the most expensive type of marketing because it's easier and more cost effective to go and meet with existing clients than trying to, you know, get by a gatekeeper, trying to wow a new prospect. It's generally more costly than it is to retain and sell services to an existing client.
The fourth prong, vendor marketing, I bet that can be tricky. If lots of security solution providers are marketing themselves to the major security vendors, how does a small or new solution provider stand out? And should they try to stand out, or should they spend their time marketing themselves to maybe the lesser known or the up-and-coming security vendors?
There's two possible approaches to that. And I like what you say for the new upstarts that work with the smaller upstart security vendors. I think that's always a good strategic move. But don't overlook the larger companies as well, because they may have newer partner managers that are not aware of who your company is. And most VAR and solution provider behavior is they look to their vendor reps as somebody that they just constantly call and nag for new leads or more product information. They're not always sharing everything that they do with their partner account managers. So I would recommend that a solution provider work with a partner account manager at even one of the big companies or a smaller company and become very good friends with that person. Because, again, business and transactions occur with those people that they know, like, and trust. So if I can build a relationship that's built on know, like, and trust with a partner account manager at a security vendor, there's always that chance that my competitors or other VARs and resellers are not taking that same approach. So, you know, it's the old 80-20 rule, again, comes to play here, that 80% of the VARs and resellers are always going to the vendors with their hand out wanting money for marketing activities or leads, and the 20% are actually doing most of the work and getting most of the opportunities are looking at their partner relationship more strategic versus more transactional.
How important is it for the solution providers, engineers, the people who are on the front lines of helping keep the client secure, to also be marketing savvy? Isn't it nearly impossible to find and hire good security engineers who also have great marketing skills?
Well, this comes down to knowing the business and you know, and trusting in your people. So when I ran my security practice back a few years ago, my lead engineers were also my top sales people. Not necessarily from a revenue and that type of number, but they were the ones that I would come in and they had the trust of the client already because. No, I would come in as a marketing and sales professional saying we need to do this audit or get this piece of software or this type of security device. And they would turn to the engineer and say, so Bill, is what Stuart's telling us for real or is he just trying to sell us something? And, you know, a good engineer, a good technician would back up the team. But the engineers and your security professionals, they are the ones who are going to spot opportunity within the client base. they're not necessarily going out and going to sell it or even market that, but they're going to hopefully bring that back to the organization, so the sales and marketing team can actually go and talk with that client and make them aware of the situation. Also, your engineers are good marketing, are also part of the referral marketing team. If you have one of those, if you don't, you always do have a referral marketing team. Those are the ones that do the great work, and the clients can't stop raving about them. And normally what happens in smaller organizations, and they trickle up to larger ones, is you need to call our engineer, Fred. He is the best. Just talk to him. And sometimes they even circumvent the organization and just go right to Fred. And I think the engineers are always in sales and marketing, and everybody in the organization, from the receptionist who answers the phone to your accounting department who sends out invoices and liaises with clients on the accounting issues, to the leadership of the organization, right to the technology professionals, everybody's part of the sales and marketing team.
How much should a security solution provider spend on marketing programs? Can you give us a benchmark, such as a percentage of annual revenue?
There is a number of different studies out there in the technology world on what the best practices are related to reinvestment in sales and marketing in technology companies today. Some of them I've seen is as high as 7 to 12% of top-line revenue is reinvested back into sales and marketing. And that will include marketing professional salaries, campaigns, all of that. So my rule of thumb is spend at least 5%. Invest 5% of your top-line revenue back into marketing. That's where I see to be the sweet spot, that 5% range. The reality is most companies will spend 1% to 2%, depending on their size, back in the sales or back in the marketing. And those are the ones I find that also struggle the most. The ones who invest a little bit more money into marketing, hire the right people, outsource to the right organizations, invest in the understanding of what good marketing practices are, have exceptional referral programs. Those are the ones that have the best results, and those are the ones that invest about that 5% range. And again, different studies have different numbers, but I find 5% is a good return in the marketing investment.
A lot of security-related marketing campaigns seem like scare tactics. The security vendor or even the security solution provider seem to want to scare the client into buying, so that they may rattle off statistics about security breaches or talk about enterprises that went out of business because they were sued when they couldn't keep confidential data secure. But the thing is, a lot of this is true. What are your thoughts on using fear-based marketing to motivate a customer to action?
As much as I don't like selling on fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or the FUD factor, it is the reality of the world. Everybody uses it, and it does work in some situations. And I believe in any sales cycle, marketing cycle, that you have to cross that bridge at one time. So fear, uncertainty, and doubt is very effective in marketing, especially back in the days of backup, when we used to sell tape backup systems. Not a lot of people understood the value of backup until they had a disaster. So they never want to feel that pain again. And I think the same thing happens in the security world. Most people don't want to experience the same pain as somebody else. And if we can help them understand the benefits versus the fears, it also goes a long way. So I think although we have to cross the fear, uncertainty, and doubt bridge, I'd rather approach it more from a benefits versus the fear, and talk about your business is protected from these sort of things happening when you deploy these security solutions. But security is always one of those tough worlds where it's hard to stay out of that whole fear mongering, as I call it. You need to sometimes cross that bridge in order for people to see the value. And in other parts of the IT world, we don't necessarily have to go across that bridge. But I think in security, that it's a very effective way to market a business. But I think if we've also combined the benefits to an organization versus the scare tactics, it can go so much further.
I'd like to talk about the importance of the media for a security solution provider. Do you believe that solution providers should be doing everything they can to get a mention in the press?
The press can be your best friend when it comes to marketing your security practice. And how the press works, though, is very tricky. It's not a pitch for your company. It's for your organization to provide valuable information to the general public. So, for example, when the Conficker virus came out a few years ago, we wrote a blog post about it, and it was picked up by one of the local papers, the local radio, and we went on and just shared what the normal computer user can do to prevent from getting affected by a Conficker virus. It was not necessarily a hard sell for our MSP. We did get some good opportunities come from that media attention. But again, with media, it's all about how you can show your thought leadership or your value as an organization versus trying to do a hard sell for your organization. It's never about your company. It's about the risk or the benefits to the reader or viewer.
And would you say that in a situation like that, the security solution provider, in addition to blogging and providing some real value to the reader, that the solution provider should actually pick up the phone and call a reporter and offer to give some perspective on the security event that's occurred? Is that a good way for the solution provider to ride the wave of publicity about the threat and still get a free mention in the press?
At any time that something's happening in our world, we as leaders in our industry need to be picking up the phone or sending over an email to a list of media contacts that we build. And you can go to any local paper or any website and find out who's who at that media outlet. Again, you should be at least every day just scanning through the paper or seeing what's going on and finding a way that you can put a spin on it and pitch that to the media, because not always are they going to be going to a search engine and typing in something like Conficker and see who's wrote about it locally. They just may get that. They have a meeting every morning, most media outlets, at 8:30 in the morning. If you can get a pitch to them by that time, they can take it to their morning huddle that they have and talk about it, and you may get that phone call at 9:30, 10 o'clock, or a response back to the email saying, are you available to come and talk about it on camera or over the phone or whatever way it is. And they won't know that you exist unless you pitch to them. And it's not a hard sell about your company. It's about how you're an expert in talking about that particular risk or that security threat or whatever the topic is at hand. But you should be pitching that to the media on a somewhat regular basis. So keep a close eye on what's going on and talk about it. And every industry is going to be a little different. If you're talking to the local media TV, it's all about the viewer watching the TV at 6 o'clock news. If you're pitching it to a trade magazine, it might be how this security vulnerability may affect a certain industry. You'll need to put your spin around it and figure out what's the best approach. But it's always about the value, again, to the reader or to the viewer, not necessarily a pitch about your company. You can mention your company, and they often will ask for your title and your position, but it's all about what matters most to the reader.
You have a blog on your website, the Ulistic website, and one of your posts is called Adding Internet Video is a Must. What kind of videos can a security solution provider produce that people will want to watch when they come to the solution provider's website?
Most video on the Internet today is the ones that really work are more educational focus. So you getting on there and doing a 30-second pitch about your company, although it's nice, may not have the same impact as maybe you having two of your colleagues with you and having a panel discussion around different types of risk assessments or threats that are going on in the world today and providing educational content. People will watch that versus maybe a 30 or 30-second sales video like you have a normal commercial on TV. So providing content that passes your leadership and your thought leadership and knowledge to the community is the best use of your video resources. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't need to be TV quality. We live in a good enough society today. So just go and buy one of those $200 cameras at the local office supply store, electronics store, that shoots in high def. You can upload that to YouTube and put a link onto it or share it out via social media services, and talk about things that are going to matter the most to the viewer. Again, it's all about what happens to the viewer. And again, from a search engine perspective, the search engines love video, so why not talk about the how-tos of a certain firewall appliance, or the risks associated with antivirus, or not having antivirus on your computer today, if I want to go as simple as that. These are the things that gather followers and loyal followers at the same time.
What about giving awards as a way to generate attention and build a brand? Can you suggest a type of award that a security solution provider could create and how they could handle it so that it gives some real value to their customers and also gains some marketing exposure for themselves?
You know, everybody likes to be recognized, and that's the trick with our awards is recognition. If you can have a client who you identify as a client of the month or the most secure client, those often work extremely well with marketing and making the client feel like they belong. That's where people are looking for today. They want a sense of belonging. I think awards work extremely well from the security vendor recognizing their partners. So if you're a security vendor, make a point of going and nominating yourself for that security award or the partner award. That's where the real award submissions are the best in the industry. I don't know how effective they would be with clients. I could see that being something I would definitely experiment with. But definitely from a security partner, going up to your local or to your vendor partners and applying for their awards and actually being nominated or being named as a finalist or actually winning are great for your corporate resume. I can't speak enough of the ones that we have won as our solution provider practice has done for us in the community. And it's a great way to, get that competitive leg up maybe over a company who may have 90% of the same qualifications you have, but haven't won that prestigious award from, security vendor A's partner community.
Stuart Crawford, president of Eulistic, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And thanks to all of our listeners. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in an upcoming edition of Patrolling the Channel, let us know. You can email us at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. That's editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. And don't forget to check out our entire podcast archive. Just search for Patrolling the Channel. Until next time, I'm Jane Wright.